Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 585 of the Drunk Jesters Podcast. I'm as always, I'm Tyler. Don't laugh at me, Gables. I knew the number the entire time. I'm as always, I'm Tyler. And joining me, we have the man, the myth, the legend himself, Sir Colonel Gables. What's up, buddy?
585. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good, dude. On top of pretty busy past week and a half and stuff, what with the whole Black Friday retail stuff and sales going on, and also the beginning part of this week being pretty much busy and stuff, having a relaxing end of the week is definitely a blessing in disguise. I mean, for God's sakes, I got a good solid like 5 days now of like rest, and that's this thing, man. I mean, it definitely feels nice. It definitely does feel nice. Well deserved too, because this year has been one hell of a freaking year. But other than that, though, I'm doing pretty well, though. How have you been doing,
Tyler? You can't see, but I'm giving you the DX suck it sign right now. I'm doing all right, man. I'm just all frustration is just pure jealousy towards you. And that's it. I'm happy for you, though, getting that 5 days off. You deserve it. Happy for you, fucking asshole. But I'm doing all right. I am, you know, it's the opposite for me. You know, like, well, you know, it's craziness, obviously. You know, it's that time of year delivering packages. It's getting colder. We got snow. I don't like it. I'm going the stretch of year where it's going to be no less free time than ever before. For basically until the new year, very few days off, long hours. It's not gonna be fun. Not looking forward to it, Gables. And I have like six goddamn games I want to play, before the end of the year. And I'm just at the point now where I'm like, I don't think any of these are going to happen. So, that's where I'm at. Me other than, you know, clanging, banging, Gables, but I got a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
What are you hiding?
What am I hiding?
Where the fuck are you hiding?
In what context?
Gables, we know what context we're talking about here. I like to check up on my friends on their platform of choice. I'm like, what have my friends been playing lately? I like to see like my best friend Justin. I'm like, how is he progressing in Spider-Man 2? How many hours is he put in? How many hours is Gables put into Mario RPG or Super Mario Wonder, or go on the Xbox? I'm like, oh, cool. Gables is playing this game, or oh, Justin's playing Halo Infinite right now. That's fucking awesome. And I go on with my good friends here, one of my best friends in the whole goddamn world. Somebody, my podcast partner, my life partner in podcasting for over a decade now. And I'm like, what has Gables been playing on the PlayStation? And I look, Gables, it's on private. And I don't like it. I feel like you're trying to withhold information from me when I share everything with you. You share everything with me. At least I thought we did. But now I'm finding out you're hiding things from me. And I don't feel like that's great for the trust of this relationship of the podcast.
To be perfectly honest with you, man, I mean, I'm not hiding anything really like crazy or anything else like out of the ordinary, any type of shit like that. Basically, I use my PlayStation platform to watch a lot of YouTube stuff, and I'm like, okay, well, that's that, and this is that, but I haven't really been playing too much other stuff on the PlayStation.
But, I just want to know, Gables, if maybe you haven't, and I just don't, but I don't know, and now I don't know, and it's driving me goddamn nuts, Gables, that I don't know what you're doing. I want to know what my friends are doing. I want to know what video game-wise. I don't care what, like, day-to-day. I don't give a shit about that. I don't want to know what you're doing day-to-day. That's fine. Whatever you're doing day-to-day. What kind of porn you're watching? I don't want to know that. That's your own personal business, Gables. I don't need you to tell them. I don't want to tell you my shit. I don't need to tell you my shit. All right? But video game-wise, I feel like we have a life contract, Gables, here.
Right, right.
And you're withholding information from me. And it just upsets me. That's all. I just wanted to talk about it. I think, you know, all great relationships are built on communication and trust.
Right.
And
right.
I feel like, you know, this is our therapy session here, live and in color. Well, it's not live. It's being recorded now, but you'll see it in the future. But yeah, just a little, you know, just a little peeved at you right now, Gables. I'm not going to lie to you. A little upset.
Can I just say that... in my defense, I have completely forgotten that I put in a lot of my stuff on private.
Yeah, just something to think about, you know? You know? It's like when you find your significant other has a secret Snapchat you didn't know about. It's like, what the fuck's going on with that? What's going on over there? Why you got a separate account, you know? It's kind of what I feel like right now. I feel like you're
all
maybe...
All the stuff, dude, like all the stuff just racing in your heads right now. Is he playing what I think he's playing inside that stuff? Is he actually going through that? Playing that series that he who should not be named.
Oh god, yeah. No. I unfortunately you can't put If you could put yourself private on Nintendo Switch cables, I prefer you did, so I don't see you playing that game over there. The little blue bitch. People can't figure it out. You know, it's just better you don't know. It's better that nobody knows what Gables does on the Nintendo Switch and play with that fucking blue asshole, stupid fucking red friend and flying thing with whatever. Anyways, I feel like it needed to happen. Gables is a long time coming. You know, I feel it was better to say it now before I held it in longer and it blew up and it turned something bigger. You know.
Okay.
And I'm glad we had this conversation. And I apologize if I overreacted. But I feel like in the future, if you make such rash decisions, then maybe you should include me first.
Okay. Sure. Right.
Thank you. Thank you. Now that we got that out of the way, people, let's get on to the podcast. And if you're wondering 5.5 minutes into this podcast now, what the fuck even is this podcast? Well, it is a podcast where Gables and I get together every week and talk about video games. And I drink a couple beers. Here, I'm drinking a beer right now. And so, yeah, it's get together every week. So we've been doing this for over a decade now. This is episode 585. And we, like I said, talk about video games. That's Gables. I'm Tyler. We are just two guys do this for fun. We have full-time jobs that we don't get paid for this. We don't have subscribers. We pay money to do this, actually. So if you can, you know, give us a little thumbs up or give us a little subscribe, follow us on all the socials, check us out, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever podcasts are at, just look Drunk Nerds, you'll find us on there. Give us a follow, leave a review, 5 stars that please, leave a comment, share with your friends, share is more important than anything, really, just share, tell more people about it. We really would appreciate it if you did that. So yeah, but Gables, without further ado, let's get in to some of the news. Actually, before we get into the news, I'm sorry, I forgot. We got to give a special thanks to a good friend of ours that donated to both of our Extra Life account. Extra Life, if you don't know, is a charity that Gables and I do every year. This is the first Saturday of November. We play games for 24 straight hours and raise money for the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. If you want to donate, actually, there's a link in the descriptions down below, and you can go there. Look, you know, search and look it up. It's a really, really great charity that we've been doing for over a decade now each. And we have a friend of ours here, TingleFan89. You know who you are. Thank you for your donation. We both appreciate you for doing that.
You magnificent bastard. You are so awesome.
Yes, you are. Well, let's, I don't know if we want to say awesome. Just thank you. anyways, let's get into Gables to the news this week. We're kind of in it's weird, Gables. Usually we go into this year is like a mini E3, where usually that like few weeks before E3, we're just bombarded with rumors.
Yeah.
Of E3, like, oh, there's leaks or rumors. Like, what's real, what's not. And this time, obviously. You know, I say that now it's Saturday night now. Well, it's actually technically Sunday at midnight, my time. I say that and like 15 things are going to leak between now and, Game Awards on Thursday. But as of right now, this recording, not a lot of information is out there. As far as like, there's been some hubbub I've been seeing out there. We've got some stuff going on. Like Xbox said, they're going to have something there, possibly multiple things there. Sega has been teasing that they're going to have something there, or they like basically saying they're going to have something there. But as far as that, like no major leaks, no major rumors. There's been some stuff like I've seen on Reddits and like people posting things about leakers that I don't really know anything about, but apparently they have some background on stuff. So I have a list here, Gables, of some things of like what could potentially be there. And I will make a couple predictions here, what we think will be there as well for this last week. If you want to know predictions for the, each award, Gables and I did that last week. If you want to check that out, go back to episode 584. We did all that. So we broke down each individual category and gave our predictions on that. So this will just be kind of predicting and talking about what we think will be there. So starting off here, Gables, we know Xbox said they're going to be, they'll have something there. They had a little bit of a backlash last year because they didn't have anything there. Like Phil Spencer was there, Sarah Bond was there. Everybody, Matt Booty was there. They're all there in the audience. And like PlayStation had like Death Stranding 2 reveal. There was another trailer they had there for PlayStation. For life of me, cannot remember what it was. But they had multiple things there. And like man, your biggest competitor is just like blew everybody away. Especially that Death Stranding 2 trailer was magnificent. And that's coming from somebody that beat Death Stranding and hated every minute of it. Kind of got some blowback there to the point that, like, Matt Booty did a tweet the next day about there'll be some Xbox news soon. And then we found out, like, 2 months later they had the Xbox Developer Direct and stuff like that. It turned out pretty good. So this is kind of like a make good, it sounds like, of that from last year. So they said that they sent the email out saying they'll be there. Sarah Bond, who is the president of Xbox, tweeted the Xbox 360 logo this week. And that kind of made people go crazy about maybe some backwards compatibility with Activision Blizzard games. So that's the kind of thing. But also, from what I understand, I don't follow her on Twitter or anything like that, but apparently she tweets stuff like this every now and again, like just kind of like reminiscing tweets kind of thing. And maybe it's also a little bit of teasing as well, but kind of like Phil Spencer and his t-shirts every now and again. So there's that going on. Hellblade 2 has been rated in Australia, which people don't know. Usually when like ratings come out for games, typically it's out, not 100% of the time, but typically it's out within the next 3 months.
Yep.
So there's that. Clockwork Revolution, as well as South of Midnight, they're both revealed at the Summer Game Fest. There's been some back and forth on this. They were on the Australian rating board, but it's kind of like a placeholder kind of thing. Like, it's kind of like when you go like on Amazon and you type in Metro Prime 4 and there's like a store page for it, but you can't like buy it and there's no logo or anything like that. It's basically like a page, and that's kind of like, like a placeholder kind of thing. And that's what it sounds like it is. But Gables, what from Xbox, what would you like to see? Like, not even specifically or like just general, what would you like to see? And what do you think would be disappointing from them to bring for Xbox fans?
All right. What I personally would like to see is anything in terms of backwards compatibility from previous generations. I mean, for hell's sake, you know, it's like a lot of stuff they did with their backwards compatibility with like different games from the original Xbox and the 360 and stuff was awesome, because they did cover a lot of different like games. They did cover a lot of different things that you could play on the current systems, you know, and also Windows. But in regards to that though, I mean, I know Microsoft in the past has said, hey, they were done with certain backwards compatibility stuff, but I could potentially see them having a whole lot of like Activision Blizzard like sort of like games or something like that being backwards compatible like fairly soon. I mean, the deal's already done.
Yeah,
it's already as good as done and stuff. And even if it's like say early 2024 or even towards spring, and having a whole bunch of like stuff like content and stuff, that'd be awesome. I mean, I personally would love it if say they were able to get the Transformer games, like I'm talking about War for Cybertron, Fall of Cybertron, somehow get them on the back to compatibility stuff or on Game Pass in some capacity, because Activision put out these Transformer games that were really freaking good. I mean, at the time, you know, they got like 80s or something like that, late 70s, early 80s in terms of reviews, but these were kind of like those type of sleeper under the radar, like gems that people remember fondly, especially like fans of that franchise. I mean, seeing games like that become backwards compatible or even like available in terms of playing, I mean, I would love to personally see that. But in terms of maybe like some that could be disappointing, I mean, honestly, what would be most disappointing if we're seeing like a whole bunch of like recap of a bunch of games they've already shown and stuff, but yet they don't give any type of release window in terms of what the initial games they have. Like, say, for example, Hellblade 2, even though it was rated in Australia and stuff like that, it don't give us a solid date, and it'll just say, like, okay, it's just coming out in 2024 or something like that. That would be disappointing to me to some extent because of how long they've been working on this game. But, yeah, even if they do that on top of, like, announce something that doesn't come out until, like, maybe another couple of years, I mean, that would be kind of disappointing to me, bear in mind what type of property that it's going to be based off of, you know. But here's one thing that could potentially be disappointing is if there are like a bunch of like, say, new IP stuff that are one new IP stuff that Microsoft tries to present or something that just completely falls flat in terms of interest, That I know that would be personally disappointing to me. But that being said, though, there can be a lot of things that will that could go right. Obviously, if, say, Activision Blizzard has backwards compatible stuff of any kind or something on, say, like Game Pass, or if, say, we get exact dates, like, say, if Hellblade 2 comes out in, say, I don't know, March, early March or something like that, that'd be awesome. Or just basically anything really game-related that people have been clamoring to want to see for a while, or something that they didn't think they need until you finally announce something. You know, just a lot of fan, like fan-friendly stuff. You know, a lot of, like, gamer-friendly stuff. That's what I personally, and first and foremost, want to see happen in terms of what Microsoft would be doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty much 100% with you on that, Gables. Is like, I've seen some people out there, what if it's Indiana Jones? What if it's Gear 6 announcement? It's like, problem is, it's the thing we've been talking about forever. And this thing Phil Spencer said several years ago is like, every year at like E3 and Summer Game Fest, whatever, well, when E3 was still a thing, he always talked about every year PlayStation's putting out Game of the Year contenders and we're putting out CGI trailers. Yep. That was the knock against them for several years. It's like, either they didn't have games at all, or everything we've been seeing from them was the CGI trailers, and we'd have years in between. That's kind of, I mean, going into this generation, I've talked about multiple times, it's like, they pretty much announced like a good chunk of their games that we're going to be playing this generation.
Yep.
Before the console came out. Like, they had that June event in 2020, revealing, like, they announced, like, Fable. I just blanked on, like, six other games I was going to say. But they announced all these games, they're, like, CG or just, like, you know, what's the fucking zombie game? The third State of Decay 3, shit like that.
State of Decay 3.
Which we've seen nothing from these. Perfect Dark was announced at Game Awards 2020, mm-hmm. And that game is basically the game's like, we just talked about. There's a big news story that of that studio they built for them is like they've been sitting around for years with like nothing to do because it's just poorly ran. Crystal Dynamics is Crystal Dynamics is working on it? Yeah, I think it's Crystal Dynamics is co-working on that. So it's like that game is like sounds like it's still in early development 3 years later. And it's like, dude, I don't really want, like, as much as I'd love to see like no Gears, like I know Gear 6 is happening, but it's like it'd be nice to like know what's happening, sure. But it's like, do I want a CGI trailer? Like, initially would I get excited for it as a Gears fan? Yeah, of course I would. But like, that's your thing you're going to show. It's like, cool, a game that's a CGI trailer for a game that's years away, or like, maybe they should, do I want another CGI trailer for, like, Indiana Jones? If they had some, like, great gameplay and, like, hey, that game's coming out earlier than you think, like, later, like, end of fall 2024, sure, maybe. But, yeah, I'm with you. Like, the things I want to see is, like, it's, even if it's just shit we've already seen, like, yeah, it's Hellblade 2. Like, I think that's, like, the favorite of, like, what, you know, like, yes. The betting favorite of what people probably would think they're going to see. Yeah, like at this point, it's like we need gameplay, because like when they revealed it at Game Awards in 2020, when they showed off the Xbox Series, no, 2019, when they revealed the Xbox Series X, at the same time, 2020, 2021, one of those two, they showed off like that big long gameplay thing where like there's that giant dude crawling and stuff like that, and that's all we've seen in this game. And then we had in June the trailer, but it was like no gameplay. Point, if we see it, I want to see like, what are we doing? Like, how, like, because I don't know how you're going to make that same game again, because like that game is, the way that game was designed was so based off of that story. Obviously, you can still follow the whole with Senua and like her psychosis and everything like that, and her mental illnesses. Like, you can still follow that general pattern, but that game is going to be so wildly different now. I feel like, so it's like, what is this game? Obviously, and just what we saw from 2 years ago. Again, that's so different than anything we saw in the first game. So, as a huge fan of that game, I hope to see that. And yeah, one trailer. Hopefully it's soon, in that sense of like, as a fan, hopefully it's soon. Like, I'd be mad if it's not, but like, if you're going to show them that's a big thing you have, like, hopefully it's soon for like gamers out there and like the people have been waiting. It's like, if you come out and say it's coming out in July, you know, like, cool, we got a date, but it's like, that's 7 months away. I don't know. Like, hopefully it's like, if you have something like, make sure it's good content, and also make sure it's something that is, you know, if you have something like, even if it's like a Hi-Fi Rush style thing and like, hey, it's coming out in the first quarter. I feel like if it's not something that's like here's some prominent gameplay of something that's coming soon, then I don't know. I feel like you're going to have more frustration because that's just, and yeah, maybe there's like a little bit of entitlement there as a gamers, but it's like, man, like you've been teasing us and you've been like giving us very little for so many years now. It's like, we're finally starting to get like, get the ball rolling. Look at 2024, man. It's looking pretty good. But we said the same thing last year. And then it ended up being one of the worst years they ever had because everything got delayed. And so we're going this year. Like, man, there's possibly a lot of good shit coming next year, man. And this year was pretty good. Like, we had fucking Starfield. We had Forza. There was one other. We had Hi-Fi Rush. There was one other game in there I'm forgetting. Not Redfall. In there. You know, that, man, you look at, like, potentially be a good year next year. And it's like, let's get that ball rolling soon. And maybe I think it'd be great if they did like another developer direct next year, like early next year as well. If that'd be cool, like put some more spotlights on some of the stuff. Cause you know, still a lot of stuff, like I said, they have a lot of stuff announced and we haven't seen a lot of any of that, most of that shit. So it'd be nice to see some stuff and kind of like set the idea, like what to expect for like the first half of the year, and maybe give us an idea what we're going to see for the rest of the year. And then you get the June one, and that's where you could show the big shit. But like, I liked that developer direct where we're like, it was nothing major for the most part. Like, you know, but it was like, here's some updates and shit you got in here. Here's Hi-Fi Rush. One of the greatest games of all time, Gables. Isn't that right?
Well, it definitely is a great game. That's for sure.
You piece of shit. I hate you so that much. Why don't you go make your Xbox profile private too, you asshole? not over it. I'm sorry. I lied. anyways, I was thinking about, for the Xbox 360 thing, I think you're right. If like that's the backwards combat thing, like obviously that's just speculation, but I think it'd be cool if they did, because they did say they're done with it. But that's obviously before they bought Activision Blizzard. And we talked about this before though. Like the problem is like a lot of like the non Call of Duty games from like that era are like licensed stuff, like even like the Guitar Hero. Is it Guitar Hero or Rockstar? There's Guitar Hero, is it?
I think it's Guitar Hero is
theirs. Yeah, no, I'm totally so that's like all licensed music. That's not something you can just recreate. Transformer stuff was like something like I think a lot of people would want. I think the problem is like how much is there, or like maybe they give us like, hey, like the Call of Duty games are coming out, they're out now. Like the 360 era Call of Duty games are out now. Like, fuck yeah, Gables. We're playing Black Ops. Let's go. man, that'd be exciting. The other thing I was thinking though, Gables.
What?
A couple of years ago, going into summer E3 2021, the last year of E3, there was that, like, Jez and a couple other people were reporting on the Gears of War collection. Gears 1, 2, and 3. Also on 360. Maybe we get the remaster, whatever you want to call it, collection. Maybe we get that reveal. That'd be kind of cool. Like, I don't think that's like a grand slam home run type thing, but like,
that's something nice. I didn't even consider about, because that's something that really fell off the radar once that E3 came and went from 2021.
Yeah.
But I can't dismiss that. That could potentially be a possibility. You know, that whole Gears of War sort of remaster kind of collection esque type of bundle that they could do, especially for Series X and Series S and stuff, 4K, 60 frames, maybe upwards to 120, at give and take. But, I'd be all game for that. I mean, I love playing the original Gears.
Huh. Yeah. Oh, man. Gears 3 again? Ooh, doggy. I'd love to play that. I don't think it's going to be like Unreal Engine 5 or anything like that. But, like, if it's just, like you said, 4K, 60 frames, 120 frames, fuck yeah. I'm all in for that. I think there'll be some game, like they've always at the least had Game Pass news at that event. Like usually like third party games coming to Game Pass. So I think we'll expect that too. Next up here though, Gables, Sega. One more thing. Baldur's Gate 3 is getting we do know the Baldur's Gate 3 will be announcing the Xbox release date for them. So there's been some people, obviously there's people make wild rumors coming to the game, like maybe this comes to Game Pass day one. That'd be fucking awesome and incredible if they do it.
Yeah.
I think that's highly unlikely it'll happen though. But we do know that the release date it will be revealed at the Game Awards. Sometime this month.
I will say that before we go on to the next little thing and stuff, wouldn't that be interesting if they made that announcement that it's going to be available on Game Pass after the whole Game Awards presentation, especially if that game ends up winning Game of the Year.
Yeah. It's like, hey, we got the Game of the Year on Game Pass day one.
That's something that not very many people are going to tout. Especially
no.
with Sony or Nintendo.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they've already had it for since, like, September, but, like, fuck, yeah, man, like, yeah. I mean, but say, hey, you buy our console right before the holidays, too. The Game of the Year is on our hardware. You just got to get Game Pass. That's going to sell some fucking units. So,
absolutely.
That's a great point, Gables. That's a really great point. Next up here, though, Gables. So, Sega has been teasing that they'll have something there. What the fuck are they doing?
That's kind of hard to kind of pinpoint, you know? I mean, they generally do a bunch of things with their classic series, obviously, over and over again, you know, like the Sonics.
Ah!
Even with that. But in regards to anything else, you know, there have been sort of some teases, some little graphics that have been coming through, and there was actually one image. There's actually one image with a couple different words in a certain font that kind of reminded me of, like, a specific game that could potentially be announced. And it's also along the lines of what we've heard about rumors of a potential game getting a remake. But could this be where Sega goes through and announces a Skies of Arcadia remaster?
Oh, my nipples just got hard. Oh, don't do it to me. I didn't think of the Gables. I never even thought of that. And now that's all I think about. If it's not that, I'm going to be upset. I'm going to be pissed off at you.
Well, that's the thing, man. I mean, it's definitely possible because that was one of a couple different games that could have been in that foray. Another one could be Phantasy Star.
Yeah.
You know, something along the lines of that.
Remember Phantasy Star 2 was supposed to come to Game Pass like 3 years ago?
Yep, and it never did.
What's going on with that? What if that's
Phantasy
something
like that? Phantasy Star 2, stuff like that. I mean, Phantasy Star has definitely been a series that's been predominantly kind of like a niche inside the West, but it's been incredibly huge in Japan. But here's the thing, man. What I'm thinking is if they go through and make an announcement, say Phantasy Star related, maybe it's a brand new game that's going to be released simultaneously between both, and it's going to possibly be sometime in the next year or two.
Gables, maybe I just made this up in my head.
What?
Is a game called Space Channel 5?
Yes, there is a game called Space
Channel
5.
Was that Sega?
5. Yes, that was Sega.
I believe, maybe I just
it
made this up in my head.
It was a Dreamcast game.
I believe there was rumors of something going on there.
That could also be possible, too. Because going through a certain... go through certain things, you know? I mean, that would also be in the realm of possibility. Space Channel 5 coming back in some sort of way, if either be like a digital release through the major platforms, or maybe a remaster, or maybe a combination of the first and the second. Though, at the same point, that would tie things legally, because it has Michael Jackson inside of one of the games, I know, that you could go through and play, but Space Channel 5, I can't dismiss that. I mean, really, it could be one of those three games. It could be Skies of Arcadia, it could be Phantasy Star, it could be Space Channel 5. I mean, here's the thing. Sega has already gone through like major announcements and stuff. I know there's another new like game inside of that Blurs franchise and stuff that's going to be coming through like probably in the next year or something like that, but
sadly, yeah.
But what kind of like it's kind of weird though, it's had that little rumor thing had something to do with energies. And when I think about it, it's like the only thing I can really tie in is either Phantasy Star or maybe even like Space Channel 5, you know, because all that other stuff is like kind of crazy along the lines and stuff. But at the same point, commenting on rumors and speculations like that, I mean, it could be something completely out of left field.
Yeah, it'd be a brand new IP.
It could be a brand new IP. It could be some sort of mobile gacha game or something like that.
I feel like, though, if they're going to do something. Yeah, but it's Sega, I guess you can't. It'll be a Blue Blur mobile game or something stupid like that. The only thing I was thinking about, too, is there was that rumors a few years back about the Super Games that Sega was making. Absolutely, one of them we did find out eventually was Hyenas, which obviously got canceled earlier, just a couple months ago. The other game that was rumored to be a part of this, Crazy Taxi.
Oh my gosh. Could you just imagine if that was the case, you know?
Yeah.
Freaking Crazy Taxi. That franchise had three games. Like three games of the initial things. Two on the Dreamcast, one on the Xbox. But, man, if it's Crazy Taxi, I mean, that'd be kind of cool too. I mean, whenever I think of like the original Crazy Taxi, I think of The Offspring because of the intro, you know, the whole like song and stuff from that beginning game and stuff, the licensed music and stuff through those Crazy Taxi games are some of the most notable and stuff. So if it's like, say, a brand new Crazy Taxi, that'd be kind of cool too.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of, that's all I got there. Some other stuff here though, that, that's been kind of rumored and speculated here, or just, you know, like I said, speculation, obviously, and people just bringing it up. Skull and Bones, apparently, according to Insider Gaming, who is a pretty prominent source of information, did say that it sounds like Skull and Bones Gables will be releasing on February 16th. There will be a $100 edition you can buy, as is tradition with Ubisoft.
Yep.
They'll get you 3-day early access, so you can get on February 14th. Imagine spending your Valentine's Day playing Skull and Bones. Oh boy! Let me just say something. If your significant other says, "Hey, I want Skull and Bones, and not just Skull and Bones, but I want the definitive edition so I can play it on Valentine's Day," call an attorney, get out of that relationship ASAP. But Gables, that sounds like that might be the date. Obviously, this game has been externally delayed 6 times already. Internally delayed nearly a dozen times. So how confident, what do you think the chances are it would be there, and B, that's the date?
Whether the game's gonna be there at the award game show?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Give me a percentage.
Percentage wise, oh god, they gotta release that game sometime and stuff.
Gables, we were at the exact same point 2 years ago.
I know we are, dude.
We've been this for 6 years.
This is the hardest part. I'd give this like a 10% chance it's gonna be at this damn award show.
Alright, what do you think for that date?
I think the date's bullshit.
Okay. Gables, I'm gonna tell you right now, I think I'm gonna give it a 52% chance it'll be there.
Okay.
I'm going to say there's a 100% chance they're going to say it's going to come out that date, but I'm going to say there's a 40% chance it actually hits that date. I did some Steiner math for you there on that one.
So you got 2.5 2/3 or something like that.
See, a normal video game, there would be an 88% chance of coming out that day, but because we're talking about a genetic freak here in Skull and Bones, you got a 33.13% chance of actually being there. No. Anyway, that's a very, very small percentage of people who actually get that reference. But yeah, anyways, so yeah, that's been out there. That should be apparently be announced in the next couple of weeks, but people just kind of put 2 and 2 together that it'll be at the Game Awards. This one, not really rumored, but just it's Kojima and Jeff Keighley. Gables, I would have put, you know, before finding out you put your PSN profile on private, I would have said that you and I are a lot like Jeff Keighley and Kojima. But now I feel like almost maybe we're like more like Kojima and Konami. But
oh boy.
Yeah, I know. We got to work on some shit here, Gables. But Death Stranding 2, do you think we'll see Death Stranding 2 here again?
Yeah, I think it's a 50% chance that we're going to be seeing that at the show. I mean, with close ties with Keighley has with Kojima, seeing something Death Stranding related is definitely, I feel like, is going to be in the cards. And just like the reveal trailer for it, it's not going to make any type of sense. So we're going to be left like, okay, this is kind of amazing, but at the same time, what the hell's going on?
I know, he's so good at it, right? Just keep giving it to me, Daddy. Anyways, Gables, I do think that Kojima will be there. I do think he will show something there, but I don't think it will be Death Stranding 2.
Really? You don't think it's going to be Death Stranding 2?
There are apparently 3 games he's working. We got the Death Stranding game, we got the Xbox game, and there's that horror game. Remember, we saw the dude recording it off the screen, but then we see the reflection off the screen of him and his shirtless, oddly enough. It was very, very unflattering and very creepy. But anyways, I think we see that horror game.
Hmm. That's crazy to think that it could be that horror game that we saw footage of all that while ago. I mean, I can't dismiss it, really, but if we're looking at, say, Kojima trying to show the different game or something like that, I would probably lean towards like the Death Stranding 2 type of S and stuff. I don't think the Xbox project even gets any type of screen time, but
that they're gonna say, unless that's like the Xbox thing they have is the Kojima thing. Yeah. I could see that, I guess, but because I feel like they're gonna want to reveal. That's gonna be like, I think that's gonna be something they want to show off on their own.
Right.
So, yeah. So I just, right. I think it's gonna be there, but I don't know. Kojima puts out fucking beautiful trailers. And video games, quite frankly, at like a pretty rapid cadence, but it's been.
Well, that, and we've also seen a tidbit of what he can do with a horror style game.
Yeah.
I mean, let's look at PT, for instance. That trailer. That trailer, that demo. That whole entire demo and stuff messed up with a lot of people's minds.
Yeah, it's like one of the best games on last generation. It was just a demo.
It was just a demo and never released.
Yeah, what could have been? Next up here, Gables, I got really frustrated with our Google Doc here because I kept typing in Elden and I forgot I changed it. So whenever you type in Elden into our Google Doc, it changes to poop. And I was like, why does it keep saying poop? So I did this myself last year. Totally forgot about it. So Poop Ring, Shadow of the Erd Tree. So apparently there is a leaker out there that has pretty decent success as far as putting out information. Said that it will be coming out February 5th of next year. Okay. But the director of the game just said that it's a ways off. Obviously, we know sometimes they fuck with us here, but we also know people on the internet definitely like to fuck with people. So what do you think the chances are of seeing actual Elden Ring there? We do know that FromSoft has a pretty good relationship with Jeff Keighley. They've been at pretty much almost every, they've shown something on nearly every single, almost every single year we've gotten something from FromSoft at a Keighley event. And then also, what do you think the odds are of that hitting that date of February 5th?
It's a strong chance we would see DLC for Elden Ring. Whether or not it's going to come to fruition is another thing to see it in and of itself. I'm of the mind that even though if it's like a high chance of being there, like say like a 50 or 60% chance, I know I'm personally not going to believe it up until I actually see it. Because I know that From Software has close ties with Keighley. I know they just put out like Armored Core 6, The Fires of Rubicon, and stuff like that. And that game has been in the forefront and stuff in terms of sales and stuff for this year. But I'm not sure if it would actually be like a date like so soon, like February 5th. I mean, if they've been working on this like alongside of like Armored Core 6 and stuff, they're probably going to take a little bit longer just to iron out stuff.
Who would have thought that they would have put out Armored Core 6 though? Just over a year after they put out Elden Ring, though.
But at the same time, they were kind of like in development in terms of those games at the same.
Could say you can make the same argument though for this deal. Like they could have this DLC already in production while making the original game, and then they broke it off into its own thing. So, I mean, I don't know. You can make arguments for, you know, we're all obviously speculating here, but yeah, I don't know. I'm with you. I think they will have a presence there. This is obviously the most logical candidate is. Because this is the thing we know about. And usually we know about FromSoft stuff well before they announced FromSoft. Like, we knew about their Armored Core 6 stuff.
Yes.
Years before they announced it. As far as that date, though, yeah, I think it's very slim. That it'd be great for fans out there that love Poop Ring to get that, though. I hope for your sake you get that. Next up here, Gables. Apparently, Jeff Grubb mentioned that there is something video game related with Jurassic Park.
Okay.
He won't give you more details than that, but he says that it sounds like it could be at the Game Awards, and he won't say who's making it, who's involved, but he has mentioned that if it is true, he said that there's something, he knows for a fact something Jurassic Park is happening video game wise. Can't confirm it'll be at Game Awards, but he says that who's heard is working on it sounds amazing.
Okay.
So no idea what the fuck that means, or anything like that. But I don't know. I mean, maybe if we see, maybe I don't know. I'm not trying to. I don't want to like put odds on that. But kind of cool to see like maybe some cool shit done with the Jurassic Park IP in the gaming world. I'm just curious what it would be like.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't think it's like I don't foresee like a shooter game. We already got Exo Primal.
It's got to be some sort of action adventure, dude.
Yeah, like we've already got like survival sims out there. We've already got the Telltale game.
We've already got the whole crazy isometric sort of like style of like Jurassic Park games, you know, yeah, weird ass stuff that was from back.
Build your own park and stuff, yeah.
We've also got a point and click adventure too on the Sega CD.
That's true, yeah. So I feel like we've got the Super Nintendo games as well on top of it. What if they put out the Super Nintendo games again? That'd be kind of cool. I don't know. Yeah, I just don't even know. Like, I don't know. It's like they always say the best part about like you know, video games is like giving you things you want, but in a way you didn't expect. I just don't know what I'd want from a Jurassic Park IP. But
let's take a good guess. Let's try to take a guess here. Let's say if Jeff Keighley is like on the ball with this and stuff, and like say there's a Jurassic Park game potentially that could be announced at this Game Awards. What would be the styling of this game, and what developer would be behind this?
It is a SnowRunner game where you are transporting the dinosaurs to the park.
Okay, well, who would be making this?
The people that make SnowRunner, obviously. Hopefully before Embracer closes them.
I actually kind of feel like this would be like a third-person shooter.
That sounds awful.
And I kind of feel like that it could be potentially made by probably a big third-party developer or something like that.
I don't... If Jeff Grubb says he's excited for it, though, if this is the partnership he's hearing, I don't think that's something he'd be super excited for, honestly. Like, I don't... I'm trying to think from his point of view, which is scary, to try to get to his mind. I don't think it's going to be a map game. So that's why I'm thinking SnowRunner. Jurassic Park game.
Huh. Or else it could be like some sort of like... I still think it's going to be a shooter in some form. And I'm still thinking that it's going to be like some sort of company like Capcom.
I don't... Well, we already got Exo Primal though. Unless it's like an Exo Primal tie-in, so...
I think it could be.
But that doesn't sound great. That doesn't sound... Yeah, I mean... I don't even think... But does Jurassic Park want a game though where you're going around shooting and killing a bunch of dinosaurs? Like, that's not Jurassic Park.
If it makes sense for them, possibly, but still.
it's a family show. It's a family movie. I don't think they want like a video game where you're going around murdering a bunch of fucking dinosaurs, especially innocent ones. They're so cute, most of them. So yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's gonna be a shooter. I think it's gonna be something different. I don't know what it would be. So I'm gonna stick with SnowRunner game.
Unless it becomes like a JRPG.
Square Enix is making an HD 2D game, Jurassic Park game, Gables. You figured the fuck out. There you go.
It just does the entire theme of like the original Jurassic Park. It's in some sort of like 2.5D like freaking RPG. Gables, that'd be pretty fucking amazing, dude.
Gables, what's the fucking Switch game that was brought to America that was remade last year? Live Alive. Live Alive, but in the style you play as 8 different dinosaurs with 8 different stories. You gotta figure
that's so what let's it is. Play through the Tyrannosaurus' perspective. And it's like just chasing a damn car, just trying to get all this other stuff while people are just...
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You gotta play from like each different... Like, you got like the little tiny dinosaurs that like... You got like the herbivore dinosaurs and stuff like that. That like you got
build up a meter.
Yeah, you got like the T-Rex where you can just like destroy everything. And yeah, you gotta play... All these different, yeah, 8 different ways you're gonna play through this scenario. So I'm in, with branching paths. I'm all in. That'd be great. Next up here, Gables, something we do know is happening, unfortunately for Ubisoft, is Beyond Good and Evil, the 20th anniversary edition. I guess is what maybe we want to call it. So they actually on Ubisoft Plus actually published a early build of this, and they quickly took it down, but there are screenshots, there's some videos out there, but don't post videos. If you don't post videos out there, because places are getting copyright strikes on YouTube, so don't do that. But we do know what's happening. I think the 20th anniversary is like early next year. So some people are just putting two and two together again, that maybe this Beyond Good and Evil gets revealed at this event. So, but we know for a fact it's happening. I haven't seen any of the videos or screenshots or anything out there. I'm not a Beyond Good and Evil guy. I really don't care. But yeah, I don't know. We know it's happening, and man, maybe it's here.
Well, because Ubisoft has went to the liberty of some of spoiling this themselves. I mean, yeah, you know what? That's cool though. 20th anniversary of Beyond Good and Evil and stuff. That's going to be remastered and stuff. Certain aspects of it. Definitely going to be excited to go forth and just buy and just try to play that. It's hard to believe though that game has been already out for like 20 years and stuff, and still they haven't thought about anything in terms of like conceptualizing or even getting things bogged down with a sequel.
Yeah, Gibbles, do you think it'll be 20 years between Metroid Prime 3 and 4?
No. Oh, dude, no. If it's gonna be anything, it's probably gonna be like a launch game for the next Nintendo system at this point.
Okay.
Probably gonna be late 2024.
I'm saying 2025. Okay. All right. I'm just curious on that one. Yeah, some other stuff that we've heard, though, is that there will be... apparently, there's going to be a lot of new IPs at this event and a lot of third-party stuff there as well, which maybe not. But apparently, the people are pretty excited about some of the stuff out there. But obviously, you know, if you're not a fan of those IPs... these are all new IPs, I guess. So just kind of curious case of, like, you know, like, are we getting gameplay here? Like, because that's been some of the complaints in the past. Is like, and Jeff Keighley's talked about, like... try to work around, like, there's been a lot of, you know, big games announced, but they're like, or like games that eventually came out and they're awesome, but they're like CG trailers of like these new IPs. And it's like, well, I don't know what the fuck that is. So it's like he's talking about trying to get better about getting games with actual gameplay balance. It's a balancing act. You're gonna always have the CG trailers and stuff like that, but I am curious. I'm pretty excited with this one. You know, like, I feel like I never go in with crazy expectations as far as like, I'm not expecting the world. You know, most of these games that we talk about, like, I'm not super pumped for, like, yeah, like, the one things, like, that seem realistic is, like, yeah, it'll be great to have a Hellblade 2 trailer with a fairly soon release date and stuff. Like, that's, like, the main thing I'm, like, really, like, hoping for that seems realistic. And the rest is, like, hey, whatever comes. Like, I hope that, like, maybe we can get something great from PlayStation. It'd be cool if, like, Nintendo came back and did something with Jeff, because they haven't done anything since Reggie retired.
That's true. That's really crazy to think about. The Nintendo really hasn't.
Yeah, the last thing they did was the Sephiroth Smash reveal, which was 2020. That was
2020. Yeah,
that was the year Reggie retired.
Reggie was still there and stuff until like 2020 and stuff. But that would be cool seeing something Nintendo related that's not just an advertisement for Switch.
Yeah, usually they just do commercials for them. So
yeah.
It'd be great if they did something there. But Gables, I want to. What is something that, like, pie in the sky, you know, like, or maybe like something that's fairly realistic that can happen that you would actually, like, that would make you, like, jump out of your seat and say, yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers?
Wow, dude, that's kind of hard to think about.
I got one.
You've got one. I could think of possibly two.
Okay.
And one of them has been a game that we have been hearing a bunch about over the past couple of years. It's been rumored to be like going through and like maybe different types of shows or something on PlayStation, Nintendo, on Xbox and stuff like that. Having something in terms of Hollow Knight Silksong.
You said the words.
Having anything in regards to Hollow Knight Silksong from Team Cherry in terms of any type of showcase there, that award show, I'd lose my shit, because that's something, this has been a game that's been hard in development and stuff for quite a long while now. They've had different types of issues and stuff, but at the same point, they've been working their asses off to put out a good quality game with this. And so seeing that at the Game Awards show, and then seeing if there's going to be a legitimate release date for this
Shadow Drop Game Pass now.
That is a moment, Tyler, that if something like that were to happen, a Shadow Drop to occur on all the major platforms, especially Game Pass that same night, people would be turning it off the court show and keep going at it now.
Never mind. Shadow Drop Game Pass out 2 hours from now.
Shortly after the conclusion of this award show. Could you just see just random, like, just people on Twitter or something like that? Not just people on Twitter, but all the gamers are just watching this, like, whoop.
Yeah, the stream would crash.
Yeah. The stream would crash. All the major platforms would, their online servers or something would just be like just stagnant. Oh my God, there's a denial of service here. What's going on?
Yeah, everybody would lose their goddamn mind.
But the second that I would possibly like lose my mind about is if in the realms of Nintendo they say anything in terms of their next system.
I don't think that was gonna happen. I think they're gonna wait till we do the Christmas because they want people to buy their console.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Yeah. The one I was thinking, Gables. I talk about all the time here. It's been over 7 years.
Yeah.
For seven fucking years. Since the studio put out a goddamn game. Since we've seen anything from the studio.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we've seen two different groups of people break off from the studio, create new studios, and put out video games before they announce their next video game. That's who I'm not talking about. Playdead. Playdead came out in June 2016. Since then, two new studios of former Playdead developers broke off from them, made their own games in Somerville and Cocoon. Both Somerville came out last year. It was fine. It's Cocoon, fucking amazing. Both are on Game Pass. Since Inside came out over 7 years ago, 7.5 years ago, that came out.
Yeah.
I want the next Playdead game, Gables.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a major thing. If Playdead actually announces their next game, and on top of that, the game is something that completely blows people away. I mean, that would be definitely one of the best moments of the Game Awards right there.
Yeah. So that's kind of my, like, maybe not realistic, but pie in the sky, hopeful kind of thing there. But let's move on here. Gables, kind of the next big thing going on, just a few days here. GTA 6 is getting its trailer. It is 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesday. No real other details than that. But Gables, what are you expecting out of this? Like, are you expecting like a big, long, like, you just expect, it said trailer one, so I'm not thinking it's going to be a breakdown of like, here's a 15-minute thing here. Imagine it's going to be a couple minutes long here, but what are you expecting? Gameplay, expecting storyline stuff, you expecting CG? What do you think we should be expecting out of this event?
I expect it to be like a grandiose type of thing. I think that it's going to be a few minutes long, right? It's probably going to be like 3 minutes long. It's going to have the opening intro. You have a couple blurbs of the characters, the main characters or some inside the game. Then you're going to see a glimpse of the abundantness of what this game has to present for itself. Where for any type of open world games, especially with GTA, they always, it seems like ever since like GTA 3, there's been like some form of a benchmark in terms of open world games since that. And so now we're at the point with open world games to where there's so, you can put so much detail, you can put so much emphasis upon certain core aspects of it that make it different than some of the other stuff. I expect inside this trailer, not only are we going to get like a good, like just introduction in terms of what this game has to present, but we're going to be seeing all possibly just hints of the possible stuff we can do inside this game.
Yeah.
You know? Any like major detail type of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
No, I'm with you. Like you always said, like every single one's come out and done something that's totally blown up like what we know in gaming. Even if it's just building upon what they've already done, you know, like just like they added more like the social elements in four, or they in GTA 5 like multiple characters and like like you could just do pretty much anything in that game. Jump around between characters whenever you want. This game, we do know for a fact there are two characters. The kind of thing that sucks, like we talked about a few weeks ago when they announced they're doing this trailer, is that we already know a lot of details because of the leaks that was out there and everything.
Right.
But I'm curious to see this, like, you know, this couple and like, and kind of like general story idea. I imagine we know what it's going to be. It's like they're two, you know, fugitives that are just doing jobs and not good jobs. But I'm kind of curious of like what is that, like, does Rockstar still have stuff, you know? And like I feel like they do, obviously. Like Red Dead Redemption 2 is definitely like, it's divisive amongst fans, but a lot of people hate that game, a lot of people love that game. But like we know like that's so different than anything that's ever been done in gaming before. And like that's kind of the benchmark that is set for them. that they've, you know, set for themselves, because they continue to hit that those benchmarks and blow it away. It's like I said earlier, it's like doing things that we want, but in an unexpected way. And that's right. What Rockstar does. That's what they're known for. And yeah, you're right. Like, I don't think we could like predict like how is this going to, like, if this current day, like with how they're going to make this work with, like, you know, how they're going to implement like social media and everybody having cell phones. And, you know, we've seen that like GTA 4 with like the cell phone, but what a cell phone was in 2008 to 2013. Did I say we're in 2013? Jesus Christ. 2023, Gables. I wish it was 2013. I was still in my 20s then. And I was like 50 pounds lighter. Yeah, like, I'm so curious, like, what is that? What is that now? Like, how are they going to implement that into this and, like, blow it away and take it, you know, to 11? You know, what are the kinds of crazy shit can we do in this game? Like, but as far as, like, I feel like, right, I think we're going to get some teases as far as what this thing is going to be. I don't think there'll be any real gameplay. I think it's going to be a lot of shots of Miami, and we're going to be introduced to the characters, a little bit of story tidbits and these character developments, but I don't think there's going to be any gameplay. And I think it's going to, like, what's the song that's going to play under this? I'm thinking Will Smith's Welcome to Miami.
Oh my Lord. I don't think it's going to be Will Smith though, but it's going to be something synonymous.
Pitbull. Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide.
That could possibly be that. But it could also be something like Jay-Z related as well.
In terms that's of, New York, though. Miami. Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler, really? Jimmy,
he plays for Miami, yeah.
But, yeah, I do agree with you, man. It's got to be something like that ties into, like, the state of Florida or somewhere with Miami in general. So it could very well be, like, say, Pitbull. It could very Dwayne well Wade. Be. That's basketball, dude.
It's Miami! I know. He played in Miami! He could be in the game. Fucking, who was it?
Doctor could. I mean,
Dr. Dre was in the GTA DLC 9 years after the game came out. It's possible.
That's true.
I'm thinking Dwayne Wade's going to be in the game. Call my shot now. Call my shot now. But I don't know. I'm excited. It's an event. This is like, you know, there are events in gaming that are in the gaming world, you know, like Summer Game Fest is for the most part a gaming event. This is just an event. This is a worldwide event. This, which is why Mr. Worldwide Pitbull should be there. This breaks video games. It's like, even my sister, who only plays Warzone, and that's it, barely knows anything else going on in the gaming world. Even she was like, she knows about this. Like, she's a huge GTA fan, but she was talking to me about it and bringing it up to me. And like, she's like aware of it. Like, and like, she couldn't tell you what Last of Us is. She couldn't tell you what fucking Forza is. She couldn't tell you like anything outside of like Mario and then maybe like Halo exists. I don't know if she knows what Halo is, honestly. So she's pumped for this. So, I'm excited just cause like, I'm looking forward to just kind of what people think of it and kind of what we see out of it. So it's very rare that, you know, we always talk about like, you know, in the 90s and like we kind of lost in like in the you know, the last probably decade or so of like, you know, those gaming events, like the holidays, like almost like when Call of Duty would come out, Halo would come out, like these big tentpole releases would come out. And it was like almost like a gathering of people. You go to the midnight releases and like, obviously we've lost that in the internet age. And this kind of feels like a little comeback to that. So I'm excited for just for that uniting of people, like getting excited for this one big, huge event. Yeah, but moving on, Gables, to some other news this week. Destiny 2 Final Shape is coming out June 4th. It was delayed. Jason Schreier mentioned this a few weeks ago, about a month ago, that it had been internally delayed already from February to June. Now it's officially been announced as June 4th. So it sounds like everything that was coming out about it is that the game was like, it was coming along pretty well, but it was testing and it wasn't like, people were like, it said it was good, but not great. And this is like, giving them an extra 3 months to potentially make it great. So, I don't know, Gables, you're the Destiny guy. How you feel about this one?
Well, this is kind of like the same thing they did with the Witch Queen for a long while and stuff, where they had to delay that.
That was COVID, though, wasn't it? That was COVID.
Yeah, it was COVID, too, but at the same point, the fact remains is, like, with the delaying of that, it did potentially make the Witch Queen better as a result.
Yeah.
But this doesn't surprise me that they've delayed it all the way towards, like, June and stuff. I mean, with all the bad publicity they've gotten, plus a lot of the player feedback and stuff on top of whatever they're trying to do currently with their whole seasons that they're going to be leading up towards this release in 6 months. It's like, yeah, man, it's kind of like all over the place, as yeah. well as like for the Bungie's like Destiny 2 community stuff. I mean, you'll have your hardcore people that'll still do their dailies, they'll still do their raids, they'll still do this whatever and stuff. But I'm in the realm of people where it's like, I don't care anything right now in terms of Destiny 2. If when the final shape comes out and it's good, hey, maybe I'll pick it up and play it. But at the same point, man, I mean, there's nothing really that's tying me into playing this game long term right now.
Yes. Yeah.
It's depressing to a point, but at the same time, I'm glad that I hadn't been sucked into Destiny 2 like I've had in years past, because there are so many other good games that have released this year that I've had a chance to play and that I've enjoyed a hell of a lot of without having to even think about the whole rigmarole of, oh, why can't I go through and do these exact modes that I used to play and enjoy, or why can't I enjoy the content that I've had purchased a while ago, you know, but now they're sunsetted or gone, or, you know, just dwelling upon, like, just tit-for-tat crap that would make me feel unhappy about it, playing a live service game. But at the same point, playing a games where they're just single-player-oriented type of games, or even, like, have some multiplayer stuff and enjoying playing games like, say, Street Fighter VI, yeah, that's definitely been a better thing. But, yeah, at this moment, man, I mean, I can understand why that Bungie delayed the final shape. But at the same point, I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah. I mean, we know this team could turn it around. We've seen them do it multiple. We've seen them with Destiny. They turned it around with Taken King. They turned it around multiple times already with Destiny 2. And they had a couple good, really good expansions early in Destiny 2. And then there was for like a year, all I heard was dead game. And then Witch Queen came out. And really, they just like that. It was phenomenal. Everybody loved it. And I mean, it was doing really good up until really the expansion we got this year. And
Lightfall, which was like completely like a wet fart and like a complete filler in regards to that in terms of the next DLC. Because Bungie really touted Lightfall as like almost being like, oh, this is where the final thing is going to be going around here and this and that. And just end up being like a side story of like a cheap ass like superhero type of shit.
Yeah, so... like I said, we've seen them, they've turned around multiple times, and can they do it again? Sure. But it's like one of those things where it's like, how many times can this team turn chicken shit into chicken salad? So, hopefully this isn't one time too many. Cause I mean, honestly, like just the vibes at Bungie are maybe the lowest they've been. On top of like everything going on with the game itself, it's all the shit that's going on with inside of the studio with the layoffs and everything like that. And everything we're hearing from them. So, hopefully for the team and everybody involved, be great. And the fans as well, that they could turn around and people are happy with it. So, next up though, another game about a fucking douchebag hedgehog, the new game that came out, in October, Superstars, is below expectations. Maybe don't put a shit game out. Maybe don't put a game out the same fucking week as Spider-Man 2 and Mario Wonder.
There are multiple different things that have prevented that from performing well. The number one factor is you put out a game that is arguably between two of the most anticipated games of the entire year. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man 2, Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is the price point. $60.
Mm-hmm.
Full on $60 for an experience that I've looked at and I've played through most of that game already through that span of like the short time I've had it and stuff. This game at its least is around 3.5 hours long.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it's really encouraged to play multiple times with different characters, which, hey, that's fine. I mean, the core experience of, say, Sonic Superstars and stuff, you know, it's fine. It's definitely like that. It generally feel like the content itself is like the Super Mario Brothers, like, the new Super Mario Brothers style of Sonic.
It's so funny that, like, by the time Nintendo figured out, we need to move on from, people are sick of this. Sega's like, what if we make a new Super Mario Brothers game? but in Sonic.
It definitely does feel like a new Super Mario Brothers style of game, only this is Sonic the Hedgehog. But at the same point, even though this game is fine and stuff, even though It is fine. It could have sold better if it had its own separate, like, week to itself.
Month maybe to like itself.
Exactly.
Like September.
Like September, or even an early December.
Or they just threw the trash can.
They could have just delayed it to January, too. I mean, that could have been a thing they could have done as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, price point, tough competition from other things and stuff. Plus, since you released it so close to November, people were just going to go ahead and try to wait to buy it up on like a Black Friday anyway. And that's exactly what I did. I bought it for like $35 at Walmart. And that was enough of a justification to buy that for me.
Was it? Cables?
Yeah.
Was it?
Well, for me, because at least I enjoy Sonic the Hedgehog on like a decent level as opposed to some other people.
Do people actually enjoy Sonic the Hedgehog?
Oh boy, man. There are definitely some people that do enjoy Sonic the Hedgehog. Some a little bit more extreme at certain points. But yeah, there definitely are plenty of people that do enjoy that franchise.
Pedophiles. Anyway, well, also putting out a four-player multiplayer game that doesn't have online maybe is also a bad idea, too.
Yeah, that's definitely a horrible idea. That's taking a page out of Nintendo's book. And even Nintendo this year...
They did the thing that Nintendo did 15 years ago everybody was pissed off about. They just did it in 2023. Yeah. Oh my god, that's so fucking funny. That's funny.
I have never even gave that a thought up until you just mentioned it and stuff. The online... That's like, there's no online multiplayer with that Sonic game. It's couch co-op, right? Nintendo is known to do that with their Mario games for years, up until Mario Wonder, to where now you can actually have online stuff and your friends can help you out through various courses. I mean,
Super Mario 3D World had online multiplayer at least too. That was re-released 3 years ago. Next up here, Dragon's Dogma 2 has release date officially on March 22nd. That was kind of leaked. We talked about last week. It was kind of leaked last week and then re-leaked again before they had a big event on Tuesday, I believe. I watched some of it, not all of it. It looks fucking awesome. And I bought Dragon's Dogma 1 for like $4 on PSN last year.
Yeah.
It's on like majorly discounted right now as well. I'm gonna
I think $5 it's on like Switch.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, so fuck yeah. So that might be a game. I'm gonna give that a shot before this comes out. But looks pretty good. Also, Fallout, the Fallout TV show and the Halo Season 2 TV show had trailers dropped today. Fallout starts April 12th on Amazon Prime Video. Halo Season 2 starts on Paramount Plus February 8th. Gibbles and I also did a live react for both of those, which should be out now, if not soon, on our YouTube channel. So if you want to check those out, watch our live reactions and our discussion about those fully, go to our YouTube channel. There's a link. If you listen to us on a podcast app, there's a link down in the description below. And while you're there, give us a thumbs up too. And follow and all that. Subscribe. So, but yeah, I mean, given that we are looking at a prime age of possibly some pretty good video game content on the big screen.
Yeah. That's what's the most amazing part about it.
Yeah. It's like, man, like if 5 years ago, if we got what Twisted Metal was this year, if we got that 5 years ago, that would be fucking, I mean, that would be one of the biggest shows, one of the best shows ever in gaming. And it's just like, came out, and it was like a solid 7.5 out of 10. And it's just like, yeah, cool. And then that came out, and it's like, man, it's like 5 years ago, we would have killed for something this good. And so, it's getting pretty good. Things are looking pretty good on that end. And Gables, maybe the biggest gaming news of all time. Snake is in Fortnite. He's coming to Fortnite, Gables.
Oh my God.
Did you not know about this?
No.
How did you not
know?
So before we started podcasting, I mentioned the Grand Theft Auto. We were talking about what's the news this week. I'm like, oh, yeah, we got the Grand Theft Auto trailer on Tuesday. Gables is like, what? He had no idea. Gables is a video game podcaster week. No idea that the GTA 6 trailer was happening on Tuesday. God damn it, Gables.
Well,
if you turn your PSN profile off of private, you would know these things. You son of a bitch. So Snake and Peter Griffin are coming to Fortnite. There's a big, they had a big Big Bang event going on right now and on Fortnite. Peter Griffin is there, but it's the muscular Peter Griffin from an episode from like season two of the Family Guy. He's like jacked. He looks hot as fuck. And also in the trailer they revealed, they're teasing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh my god, dude.
Gables, people have been asking me for a long time if I'm back in the Fortnite. And Gables,
what?
I'm thinking I'm back. I gotta get my snake. I gotta get my snake, baby. I'm getting in there. But it sounds like he's like the level 100 character in the battle pass, but goddamn it, I'll get there.
Dude, you want to know something that's really funny? I didn't even hear about any of those type of announcements. You want to know what type of Fortnite news I've been hearing? And especially when I turn on the PS5 and stuff, and I'm going through like various stuff on my way to the YouTube app. The fucking Eminem event that happened.
That's what happened today. That's what the whole thing is about. Yeah. It's all led into that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. It's like, I've never even heard those type of things. All I can hear is Eminem, dude. I'm like, yeah, what?
It was
the
awesome.
Hell?
You missed out, Gables. You missed out. You gotta turn that PSN profile on public and you'll find out about the shit. It's amazing. The things you'll learn in this world. Gables. Let me tell you. Did you know Santa Claus? I'm not gonna. Never mind. I'm not gonna say it. I almost said something bad. There might be people listening. Let's move on. But that's happening. It sounds like Snake will be like the level 100 character though in the Battle Pass. But I'll get there. Like, but why are we doing this now, Gables? I got so many games I gotta be playing. I got so many TV shows I gotta be watching. I don't have time for. But it's the busiest month of the year for me.
But all you can think about is Snake Flossen.
That's all I want, Gables. I want my snake doing the "You Can't See Me." That's all I want. That's all I want. Yeah. Fuck yeah, man. Let's go. Let's fucking go. I'm in. Cannot wait. But Gables, that's pretty much all we got for the news this week. Let's get into what we've been playing. Gables, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
All right. I think I'll go first because I think I played like the shortest amount.
I might have you beat there, but go ahead.
Okay. So, like I mentioned earlier and stuff, and just to finish up, yeah, I did play Sonic Superstars through the past week. Yes, I did play through most of it and stuff. The levels are fine, but like I was stating, it definitely feels like a new Super Mario Brothers-esque type of game with Sonic. Only things different here is, there's like a four-player couch co-op thing. There ain't no way I was going to try that mode. Don't have three other people. But levels are okay. They're formulaic in terms of like each individual type of style. Like there's a couple of stages and stuff. There's one based upon water, one based upon like the Green Hill Zone and stuff like that. But at the same point, you know, it's like you get the chance to use these different type of powers and stuff that you acquire throughout the journey, and it's only really necessary if you want to try to get 100% of like everything inside the levels, which are not exactly that difficult. But at the same point, I'm just more focused upon just going through the entire game, just trying to beat this game. So that way, if it's enjoyable, maybe I'll play through it again, some with another character, which you have access to like three other characters, Knuckles, Tails, and Amy Rose. But I played that. I also had a chance to get not one, but four additional games on PSN throughout that Black Friday sale. One of them was CrossCode. That game is a decent
RPG. Oh, yeah. It was on Game Pass last year. I played that.
Yeah, it was on Game Pass last year. I played a little bit of it. I did love it. I was waiting for a sale for this game. It was $5. Mm-hmm. So I got that on PSN. Second was a game I played on Game Pass as well, Cyber Shadow. I got that one for about $10.99. Now, the last two are two games I have played through before, also on Game Pass, but were severely discounted and actually had a couple of good deals here. Streets of Rage 4.
Oh, okay.
And I bought the bundle of TMNT
Treasure
with
Man.
The Shell Shock DLC.
Cool.
I was playing a little bit of TMNT and stuff. God damn, that game still plays so freaking good. It still plays so freaking good, dude. I mean, the combat's fluid. It looks fantastic. The music is fantastic. This is the type of beat 'em up I want to play over and over again. Kind of like with, say, Turtles in Time for some people, or like even like with some of the older like Turtles games. I mean, Hyperstone Heist comes to mind with me as well, because I have the Genesis version of Turtles in Time. It's just called Hyperstone Heist. Different settings, different types of characters, but anyway, play a little bit of that. But another thing I played this week was something that was initially touched upon like late last week during like a big old stream from the developers, like Iron Galaxies and stuff, along coincide Killer Instinct, they had their big old, like, I think it was like season 3 or something like that, big old update to Killer Instinct, to where they did a whole bunch of different fixes to different characters and stuff, giving like incredible, like, certain buffs and stuff to characters like Jago, Orchid and stuff, and like some bits of nerfs and stuff, like the characters, like I said, like a kill, not like Fulgore or something like that, or Kilgore, no, Fulgore and stuff. But basically, there's a whole bunch of different changes that have occurred in terms of balancing characters. There's a whole different type of character select screen and like different type of animation stuff like that. They've released a version. They've actually updated the version of it now to where it's 4K, it's 60 frames and stuff. You can download this thing on Game Pass right now. And the best part about it is if you've bought like Killer Instinct before, like say on Xbox One and stuff, and you have all the various like season packs or something like that, it automatically updates to the current definitive edition version and stuff. And let me just say this right now. I've had a chance to play a few hours of the game and test out a couple different characters and stuff. This feels fucking awesome. It feels much better playing certain characters, I said, like with Jago or with Orchid, because they've had some bits of trouble, like say with movement speeds, with like say trying to get into certain combos. Let's see, one of the ones that I've had trouble playing with before when I first played that whole new Killer Instinct from way back in 2013, Sidira was more like a character that would work when you could just do a whole bunch of jump attacks and stuff, but because her movement speed got increased by a significant amount, she's so quick on the ground that I can literally go and have like a sort of a ground game to where I can actually combo different certain things and actually set the traps of the character, you know, like the character sets traps and stuff for the enemies to go forth and run into, or you can knock them into and stuff. But there's also additional modes that have been added in too. Granted, this feels like an entirely new game. Almost like an entirely new game. And what they've done with updates, what Iron Galaxy's done to help to get things all, like, streamlined stuff. The good parts that I've noticed so far, other than, like, character buffs and stuff, there's a mode that you can train, like, a specific character to try to, like, these specific type of, like, shadow, like, brains or something like that. To where you take a character, you fight off like three different type of trials, right? And you basically upload the save data information onto like their servers. And people can download your character and stuff and just fight against it and do this, all of those stuff. It's a cool concept. So basically you can like take some of the best players in the world or something. And you can try to fight against them and see if you can actually stand a chance. But it'll show like statistics, like say how much they use offense, how much they use combos, how much they use defensive stuff. It is definitely a cool concept, but I'll tell you one thing that I haven't liked about it is there are loot boxes in this. There is currency inside of this game now. I'm not too sure if they were prevalent, like, say, over 10 years ago, but...
Yeah, because it was free-to-play back then, too.
Yeah, it was free-to-play back then as well, but what I'm seeing inside of this mode and stuff, there's these different type of story modes, right? But there's one that's, like, totally like a... sort of like pay all sorts of different currency in order to try to up like recover health of your character or do this or do that or have these consumable things. It's basic like say loot box stuff for that stuff. But what I can say, another positive and stuff with the actual story mode of the game itself, you can take like one character, go through the set like arcade stages and stuff. You go like maybe 7 at max so far. I've only played through the beginner portion of it, but there are 3 separate endings for each character. Which probably Reckman probably is like having to do with the difficulty of what you challenge him on each character. I'll have to test that later and stuff. But in the end, I've loved a lot of the improvements that Iron Galaxy has done in the game. The game plays fantastic. There's definitely a lot more to keep coming back to and, you know, wanting to enjoy playing it. But I feel like this is going to be a good distraction between now and Tekken 8. Just play that a little bit off and on, you know, through Game Pass. But other than that, though, that's it for me. So how about you?
Not too much, Gables. Like I said, it's been a busy time of year now. I played a little bit more of Assassin's Creed Mirage. I played about 2 hours of that. I think Gables, I always talk about every like January, I always hit like that gamer funk where I'm just like, man, I just, nothing's really clicking for me. Like, it's just like, usually I think it's just getting through that year. And it's like, man, like we do game of the year. And it seems like after game of the year, it's like for the most part, like I just hit that, I just hit like a wall where it's like, nothing's right. clicking for me. I don't even like, I'm just kind of playing games to play games at this point. And I feel like I've hit that wall here, Gables, where I'm just like, man, and it's like, I think more so than anything, it's like, I guess to like, for analogy here, it's like playing through a game is like climbing a mountain. And I beat 26 games this year. I played probably close to 40. And it's like, man, I just don't want to climb that mountain again right now. Even like Assassin's Creed Mirage, like, yeah, it's like, oh, it's only like 15 hours long. It's like, perfect. This is the game I've been asking for Assassin's Creed forever. It's like, man, I played so many big games this year. You know, like there's been some good indie games, smaller games in there, but man, it's like, it's only 15 hours. I'm just like, I don't want to go. It's another tutorial section. It's another map. It's another, even though it's smaller, yeah, but it's another map game. It's like, man, this is just daunting right now. And like, so I was like, play that. And I was like, this wasn't click for me. I kind of wish there was like a good small like indie game right now to kind of break up. Cause like kind of throughout the years, like I found like some good like indie games and like on Game Pass, stuff like that, where I've like just played through them. Like it's just a fun little like Ravenlock or Cocoon or, Venba, just something like nice that was like a few hours long to shorter even. And it was just like a great time. It was like a fun, chill game, that I just had a good time with. And it's like kind of broke up that, these big games I've been playing all year. It was like nice, like AEW Fight Forever even was like a fun little side game to play to like bridge between the next big game. It's like now I'm at the point now where it's like, man, I got like Mario RPG sitting here, I got Mirage sitting here, I have I want to play Thirsty Suitors. Like I was thinking like, oh, that could be the good game for me, but I looked it up, it's like a 7-hour game. Like that's not too long, that's not, that's fine, like that's a game I heard is really great, I want to play, but it's like, fuck man, it's, I don't want to, like 7-hour, like that's something I just need something short and like, like I just need like a game, like a junk food game is what I'm looking for right now. I started playing Remnant 2, which just kind of shadow dropped on Game Pass, that and Remnant 1 the other day. And I've heard good things about it, and it looks like a, from everything it looks like a third person shooter, almost like a, like if a Gears game got turned into a Souls-like. Like that sounds pretty cool to me. And like it is very live service-y, where you have like the little hub area you go through and you talk to all the people, and like you have the gear and you have power levels and shit like that, which kind of, I don't know, sucks. Gives out, I gotta mention something here right now. I'm playing this game, like there isn't, so this is a multiplayer game as well. I'm playing it offline. You can actually turn it to offline. What is it about Souls-like games that doesn't let you fucking pause? Why is every FromSoft game, why is every video game that's a Souls-like just not have a pause button? What are we doing? Even like offline. Why? What is the point? These games are frustrating and difficult and stressful enough. Why can't I fucking pause them?
I don't know. That's a good question, Tyler. Maddening. That's something to me. I've been wondering to myself too for years, but at the same time, I can understand where it could add a lot of tension.
That's
to
not fun.
A lot of things.
That's not fun tension. That's just like, I gotta take a piss, but there's like six guys around me, and I gotta get through these, and I can't pause
before you get ganked.
Yeah, it's like I can't pause, or my dog's gotta go outside, or like, God forbid, you got a family, you know, and like you got kids, or you got a wife, or a husband, or whatever. Just life in general, you get a phone call, like shit happens. I gotta pee. I drink a lot of water. I gotta pee a lot. So it's like, fuck, I gotta pee, but I gotta hold for 10 minutes. And I gotta kill everybody in this area before I can go piss now. Or I gotta die and do the whole thing again. It's fucking annoying. Figure the shit out. And I don't wanna hear about it. I'm fine. The difficulty shit, I'm over it. I don't care about it. I don't wanna hear about the good. Fuck you. I'm talking about that. Let me pause the fucking game. We've been doing it since the goddamn 80s. It's over 40. It's been doing it longer than we've been goddamn alive. Just like fucking pause the fucking game. Fuck. Anyways, Remnant 2. God, I don't know. It's been a while since I've done that. Anyways, Remnant 2, though. Fun game. I enjoy it. It's difficult, but it's not like brutal difficult. But you can like get fucked up real fast when you fight some enemies. But it's, I like it a lot. I don't know if it's a game for me, like, A, because you can't pause. B, I just don't like, what was that fucking game that came out? It was the People Can Fly game in 2021 that came to Game Pass. Anyways, it was like a really good, it was basically like almost like a live, like just like this, but it didn't have the live service parts of it. You know, it was just like, it was a, you had powers. What?
Outriders.
Yes. Thank you. Like that was like, that's what I'm thinking about. Like, that's the game I need right now. It's like, here's this game that like, it's very much like this in the same vein, but it doesn't have the live service elements to it. You can do it online. You can do it offline. You can fucking pause the goddamn video game. And like, that's the kind of game I'm like, I was like, man, that could be like a perfect game right now. Like turn my brain off, have a good time and just, you know, just fuck up a bunch of enemies, level up, shit like that. Like that sounds perfect. And like, it's just, it's unfortunately not that. Yeah, like I said, I don't like the live stream. I don't like fucking have to run to 15 different people because this person does this gear and this person does this shit. I got a million things in my inventory that I don't understand what the fuck they mean. And like, I need six of these fucking things to upgrade to this. I'm like, this like, I don't want all this shit. I just want, I like, I'm not saying it's a bad game. I think it's a bad time for me type of game right now. Like this is a game I could definitely see myself like getting into, like, you know, in like a slower part of the year for me, or it's like just I had more free time, but it's like, man, this is not the game I want right now. But like, I enjoy the game. I think the game, the shooting is fantastic, like really good.
Yeah.
The gameplay is fun. The story is like whatever. It's like perfect actually for what I'm looking for. Like I barely got to pay attention. It's like there's like other dimensions. Creatures came into like Earth and fucked it up, and now everybody's like living in like this destroyed Earth. But yeah, like you like go to these other dimensions and you gotta fight through like ways of enemies. Like right now, like I'm doing like I did like the first mission where you gotta like find Clementine and this other dude Ford. But yeah, I liked it. Like it felt good. Like I could see why people love this game. I really do. But I just think for where I'm at right now in mental space, I guess where I'm like I just want to turn my brain off right now. It's not clicking for me right now. I can see myself, like I said, going back maybe a couple months from now when it's like things are a little not as crazy and it's like this is the kind of game I'm looking for. But yeah, I get it though. I get this. I get like why people want to play this game. A lot of people, why people love this game. But that's pretty much it for me, Gables. That's pretty much all I've been playing. Like I said, I've been playing a lot. But Gables, let's get out of here, buddy.
Alrighty.
My headphones just fucking died.
Hey guys, Tyler here. Unfortunately, my audio just stopped recording at this point. Luckily, though, it was the very end of the show, so you're not missing anything. We went right into the outro, so didn't miss anything there, but sorry about that. But thank you guys so much for listening. Please like, follow, subscribe. Check us out wherever social service you're on. Social service, what the hell does that even mean? But check us out wherever. I haven't had my coffee yet. It's early in the morning. But thank you guys. Love you guys.